I'm here with Dalton Wagner from Arkansas. Dalton, I talked to a lot of the smaller school guys, and they're saying, well, I want to show where I can stack up against big school competition. You're here from Arkansas, the SEC. What's kind of, what's the big school equivalent of that? What's your approach coming into this week?
Yeah, I'm looking to kind of just show my ability. I'm not without flaws. I have plenty of them to address. Scouts are looking to see a lot of improvement during this week, a lot of ability to use my hands this week, just because I go to a big school doesn't mean I've got got all the talent and everything that other guys have. So there's a lot of work I need to do this week, and there's a lot of deficiencies I need to make sure I can try to address. But, I'm just looking into going into it to have fun this week, learn as much as I can, and be as competitive as possible.
You mentioned your hands and just wanting to show coaches parts of your game have improved. Is that the big one? Are there other things? What are you really trying to put on display here this week?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot I need to improve. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of deficiencies I need to address, but it won't all get fixed in a week. So my main focus is going to be trying to use my hands, play a little longer than, you're a bigger guy, so I can get away with engulfing guys. But everybody here is top-level players, so they're going to come in here, and if I try to do something like that, it's not going to work. So being able to show off that I can play with length, play with the hands is going to be something crucial for me.
When you saw you were going to be working with the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick, what was your reaction?
It was awesome. Coach Belichick is such a storied coach, very successful at what he does. Obviously, Patriots are a gritty organization, and I'm very excited to have the opportunity to work with them and to be able to be coached by, some of the best coaches in the country. And, they have the same mindset that I have, and that's something I very much enjoy.
You mentioned the grittiness in that mindset. I think there's a number of linemen, just me covering the team, that come to mind. Are there any Patriots linemen that you've watched right now over the years that you look at and think, that's the kind of player I want to be?
Yeah, over the years, there's been tons of them over the years, but the one that always stuck out to me was Dan Skipper was there for a while, I remember, and he was an Arkansas guy too, but he embodied hard work. He embodied that blue collar chip on your shoulder, that grittiness that comes with playing this position. And so he's been one that's always stood out to me, his ability, because obviously, he's with the Lions now, but you can still tell that he's got that chip to him. So he's always one that I've always looked up to.
Are there any of the other players in the league that you look at that you take a lot from?
Yeah, absolutely. Lane Johnson's one of them. Very, very, very excellent right tackle. Probably the best in the business at what he does. Frank Ragnow also played at Arkansas. I was fortunate to be with him for a year when he was at Arkansas. And, he's with the Lions now. And such a tremendous, tremendous center. And, he taught me a lot about the game, taught me a lot the way you're supposed to play the game, what it is to be a warrior, what it is to fight through pain and adversity and hard work and all that stuff. So I'm grateful to him, and always, anytime I see the Lions, I'm always trying to watch them.
There's a couple other Arkansas guys at other positions in New England, Hunter Henry, Dietrich Wise. You familiar with them at all? Have you gotten to interact with them at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think I came in early 2016, and I think Dietrich was still here at the time, if I remember correctly. He was still on the Arkansas, because I came for the bowl practices and stuff, so I think that was my kind of first time being there and first time meeting him. But, he's come by every now and then and see him. And Hunter Henry, I'm best friends with both his brothers. Hayden Henry is a good friend of mine, and Hudson Henry is probably one of my best friends down in Arkansas, so very close to him, and it's awesome to see him have so much success there.
So they told you anything about what to expect working with the Patriots coaching staff this week?
You're gonna be working hard. that's what Hayden said, and Hudson said. And so, he said that's what his brother says. It's hard work. That's what the Patriots are. They very much pride themselves on that.
So beyond just, you mentioned some of the stuff about improvement, but as a whole, coming away from this, a lot of eyeballs this week, scouts, teams, fans. What do you want them to know about Dalton Wagner, the player, and Dalton Wagner, the person?
Yeah, probably as a player, I want them to know that, I'm not quite as polished as I need to be. There's a lot of room for improvement. I'm willing to put the work in. I'm willing to grind it out. I'm willing to try to be the best I can be. And there's a lot of untapped potential in me that I think I can really dig into and really get pulled out of me by some of these high-caliber coaches. And as a person, I work hard. I'm a very loyal person, trustworthy, and people can rely on me.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.